The Negotiator in You for Salespeople by Joshua Weiss, narrated by the author. There may be no singular profession, short of diplomat, where people negotiate as much as salesmen and women. The majority of their work, from the time they get up in the morning until the time they go to bed at night, is how to make their next sale. And one of the core skills that goes into effective selling is negotiation. So it's not only useful that salespeople find their negotiator in you, but rather in this increasingly competitive world we live in, it's simply essential. One thing I've been struck by as I've worked with different salespeople over the years is how much they pride themselves on being problem solvers. For many salespeople, when a roadblock is put up by a client, it's seen as just another challenge to be overcome. This mindset is incredibly valuable for any negotiator. As William Shakespeare wrote, "All things are ready, if our minds be so." And yet a curious thing happens to many a salesperson's mind and approach when the pressure is turned up in a negotiation. Their problem-solving mind sometimes shifts towards more of a closed way of looking at the situation. And as the Chinese proverb goes, a closed mind is like a closed book, just a block of wood. Clearly, that doesn't help much in a negotiation. So if there is one issue that many salespeople need to work on, it's the challenge of shelving the creative mind when the pressure is on in a negotiation. Of course, salespeople are not all the same by any means. What people sell makes a very big difference in how they approach sales negotiations, and what their sales cycle looks like also has a vital impact on their strategy and methodology. That said, there are some universal truths that all salespeople need to know when it comes to negotiation. Let me share four with you from the start. First, information is the current.